Basketball shoes squeak on the polished wood floor. Grunts emerge from the weight room, and tennis shoes pound a hypnotic rhythm on the belt of a treadmill. Many people have to force themselves to go to the gym. But here, Tyler Johnston finds peace. But the majority of the time he spends at the gym isn't on him.
As a trainer, I've always been the person. I know a lot of the trainers there, they don't want to be bothered in their personal time. Like, that's their time. But I've always made it apparent from day one, like, if you need anything at 11 p.m. at night, you need anything at 6 a.m., because I want it to be about you, not about me.
Tyler is 5'8" and 175 pounds of muscle, and with his quiet but confident demeanor, you wouldn't believe he was ever considered scrawny. But as a child, Johnston was small and many times the butt of a joke.
I grew up without parents, so it was kind of like they were never in my life. And sometimes at school, like, people didn't understand that. So I was a kid who got picked on as a kid, I guess, a little bit, because I was a whole lot smaller than everyone in my grade. And I graduated early, so I was always, like, the smallest, one of the smallest kids in my grade, I guess.
But instead of getting down about being bullied, he persevered. His dedication comes from a fear of failure.
It's almost embarrassing. So, like, I put that same thing into my workouts, too. You got to get through it and push through it, because if you fail, everybody's going to think you're a failure. So you got to put in 100% every day.
This mentality comes from lessons learned as a child. Almost every weekend, he would stay with his extended family and toss a basketball or football with his spry, 70-year-old great-grandmother.
Taught me a lot about work ethic and, I don't know, sticking things through. We used to put together like 3,500 piece puzzles when I was at her house, and we would get frustrated and I would quit, and then she would tell me we couldn't quit because we had to finish it, and then we would frame them. So.
And as his great-grandmother developed cancer, Tyler's relationship with her strengthened. She moved in with him and his grandparents, and together they sat on an old couch in the living room watching every single game during the Oklahoma City Thunder's dismal first season. And 6 years later, as Johnston and I sat on his couch, the muted TV glowed as the Thunder played the Detroit Pistons. Today, he carries on that tradition by himself.
2 years before she got super sick, she would walk around the house every day, go feed her birds and everything, and you notice those habits go down here, like she can't do it anymore. And I think that when I noticed she couldn't do that anymore, it made me work so much harder. Because I felt like I kind of had to pick up where she couldn't. Everyone else would go home, but I would stay there beside her. The last conversation me and my great-grandma ever had, we were watching a football game. I still remember the game. We were watching it in the hospice house in Oklahoma City. And we were talking about football and OU and all that stuff, and we were talking about grad school, and I was like, man, I'm afraid that I'm not gonna be able to make it through this. I'm frustrated right now. I just got out of my stats class and it was killing me at the time. I told her that I was afraid that I wasn't gonna make it, and she told me the same thing that she told me when I decided to go back to school. Anything I set my mind to that I could do, because she's never seen anyone do what I've done with as little as I've had. And she told me that she was gonna pass away soon and it was my time to do it now. She said, I can't hold it for you any longer, it's your time to do it. That's the conversation that plays through my head pretty much every day. It's your time now, so go do it.
Tyler Johnston.